What's up, people? So we got Exploit bringing us in. Yeah, I thought about going to go change from the hike and stuff, but I figured it'd be better for me to be all sweaty and drunk. It is Tuesday, which means it is your Instagram live day. And we are answering questions. Not now, but in the second segment. Boop, boop. We're going to be answering questions in the second segment. This first one, I'm going to be going over a few different topics and things with you guys. You know, I got a lot of different things to talk to you guys about. I have some articles from various news services this weekend. I got some topics here and some things I want to say. I'm going to let this song from X-Boy ride out real quick. And just let you guys know. So, I guess I'll just jump right into it because we don't have much time, as always. People are asking me if I saw the David Icke interview over on London Real. I did not see it, but I'm not surprised that it was taken down. They don't want that kind of information going out. No, I have not listened to it, but I will find time to do it. I might just end up changing these Instagram Lives, these Instagram Tuesdays, to Instagram Briefings. Because I feel like it's more appropriate for kind of what we go over. There's so much shit going on, I think it's better for me to just kind of jump right into it. I've got topics here and questions and things like that that you guys want to talk about. Obviously, Bill Gates, civil unrest, the mark of the beast, so much more. But there's also articles and things that have popped up that really catch my attention as to where we are going with these things. Right here, expert COVID-19 prediction of 50,000 hospitalizations in New York by April 1st. Turned out to be 400% too high. That's right, they're lying to us when it comes to these numbers because they need to scare us into submission. Now, before I get into these topics with you guys, I got a few things I want to talk to you about. So, you see this pen right here? Little vape pen, little cartridge pen, whatever it is. I recently found out that one of our guests, Taylor Kopp of Social Emotions and Atlantis Connection, unfortunately passed away roughly 2 weeks ago. I was finishing out last week's podcast episode and I got a message from apparently a mutual friend who said, hey, do you have a podcast? I'm best friends with Taylor. He told me that he was on your show. Unfortunately, he passed away 2 weeks ago. And, you know, I was kind of tripping. I won't lie. Because I went and looked at the last time we had Taylor on, it was about March 24th. 2019, and one of the last things I remember talking to him about was this right here, this little vape pen. Not this one particularly, but just vape pens as a whole, and how some of the cartridges that people are getting are coming from China. They're coming from faulty cartridges, and I don't know if you guys remember that, but last year or so, there were a lot of cases of kids ending up in hospital, having hospitalizations because, well, they had lung problems. And so I just thought it was kind of strange that, you know, this person that tried to warn me about the lethality surrounding these types of pens and the ghetto cartridges that people are getting and how they're filled with shitty CBD oil and shitty THC oil, how that actually contributes to people's detriment to their health being diminished. Precisely, Infinite Outlaw bootleg cartridges. And so it's just crazy to hear that literally like a year later, he passed away of cancer. Thursday that I discovered this. Thursday is whenever Taylor died. I found out that my grandfather passed away Friday at 5 or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it was crazy, dude. I'm not going to lie. I'm still kind of like in a weird emotionless place. You know, my girlfriend's birthday is coming up this week and the next week. I won't tell you how old she is because I don't want to get myself in trouble. I should be celebrating my, what's it called? my 3-year anniversary of going to the gym at least 3 times a week. I should also be hanging out in Texas with Adam Nix and JC Abbott of the Wayfinder podcast to record an addendum to our 4-Power 8-Hour series. I should also be on, I should be in Cozumel, Mexico, sipping mojitos and margaritas and having a good time on my first cruise ever. I should be doing a lot of different things, as should you. But this is the world right now. I can't celebrate things. I can't go out there and engage in normal human behavior because it's chastised. I can't go bury my grandfather because I'm not allowed to travel right now. You know, I can't have... There's a lot of things running through my mind, and I'm trying to just get through these updates so I can get into these topics and things like this. But I got called a nut job again earlier today, which I'm perfectly down for, but it really means nothing. I also got told that I should stop telling people to take their rights back. So we're at a point now where normal human emotions, such as attending a funeral, going out for a walk, having a social gathering, having a barbecue, exposing government for tyrannical moves that they're making, don't do that. Just shut the hell up, get inside your house, wait for this to blow over, forget normal human activity, and just try not to die. The point I'm trying to make by pointing out, you know, unfortunately Taylor's death, my grandfather's passing, being called a nut job, and also other people telling me not to tell other people to take their rights back, I think that just kind of encapsulates where we're at right now. I can't mourn. I can't celebrate. I can't experience joy. I can't do anything. I can't express my displeasement. I can't discharge my stress. And so thankfully I have an outlet like this that allows me to do that. I'm a very emotional person and an individual who needs to express themselves. And so I'm speaking for everybody else that is also emotive, emotional, going through things, that doesn't want to just sit there and act like shit's cool, like this is all right, like we should be doing this. I got 250,000 followers, and it's not that I could care less about them. What does this even mean? We got our mindsets all twisted. I'm not supposed to sit up over here and care about followers while I have friends and family dying. I'm not supposed to be caring about what's going on over here on the internet while the world's going to shit. But because that's our perception. That's our mode of thinking. That's who we're appealing to. That's what's important to us. Salutations, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for tuning into this edition of Factions of Freedom. It is Tuesday, which is your Instagram live. For people that are joining us now, you're wondering, why do we have a vape pin? What is this called? A cart pin? One of them pins? Why do we have one of these pins here? Unfortunately, one of our guests passed away 2 weeks ago, now 3 weeks ago. And ironically enough, one of the last things we talked about with him was bootleg cartridges and how those are actually contributing to destroying people's lungs. Now, I'm not trying to say that China's involved in diseases or exporting any kind of viruses or any of these types of things, but I just think it's crazy that this is the world that we now live in. I could do a whole show on how people switching to vape pens is still getting them addicted to tobacco. You know, that's what we actually talked about with Taylor Coppola's Social Emotions. You know, how these Juul people, these vape companies, how they're literally just extensions of the tobacco companies. But I just think it's crazy too, because now you see this whole thing being adopted by the CBD industry and the THC industry, and it's just crazy. You know, I had wargamed this a lot better earlier today. I was trying to basically explain with that intro how, again, normal human behavior is being chastised, how going outside, taking your dog for a walk, going for a hike, having a barbecue, doing anything where you're not being oppressed, how that's considered defiant. No one thinks that's very dangerous. No one thinks this blind obedience and this blind submission, nobody thinks that's dangerous. The hell is this? I'll say this and I'll list off these topics and get into some of these articles with you guys. I was just on the foothills. That's why I didn't change the gear I have on right now. I'm still sweating, coming down from the adrenaline. But I was talking to people that were like 50 years old and 72 years old and 36 years old up there in the foothills while I'm working out, while I'm running. I went for like a 6-mile hike up in the mountains and ran down and did like 50 push-ups and sit-ups on top of a building overlooking the city. It was awesome. And as I'm over there, like, breathing heavily, like, doing my push-ups and shit, this 72-year-old architect guy comes around the corner, and he's like, wow, it sounds very strange to hear a human's voice before actually seeing them. I say, you're right. Seems like everybody's just disappeared these days. Everybody's run inside and scared. Mind you, it's currently April 7th, and just yesterday, I'm out here in New Mexico, just yesterday, you wouldn't even think that we had a virus. There were cars driving, taco trucks opened up, coffee shops opened up, people going all over the place, walking, businesses looking like they're flourishing. But because of out of nowhere, our governor decided to reinstate or extend the quarantine, the lockdown procedures. Silence. Fucking ghost town. So I'm not sure where it is or what it's like where you're at, but I hope that in some type of way you're having a civil and organized way to disobey what's going on. If we don't flex our freedoms now, they will be taken. So when I'm having these conversations with these people in the foothill, I'm asking them, hey, what are your thoughts on conflicting messages from government, both our president and our governors? What do you think about increased law enforcement presence? And let me tell you something that I think that I think I really should share with you guys, and I'll get into this. The 72-year-old dude told me, he's like, after living through the threat of the nuclear bomb, seeing people, you know, and those babies in incubator type of deals with the iron lungs and things like that, you know, with wars and different things like that. He said, after living through different things like that, you kind of become desensitized over a certain period of time. And this is its own form. This is its own thing. He's like, you got to understand, I grew up in the day where they told you if a nuclear bomb is coming, to hide underneath your desk. So for them to tell us to hide inside whenever there's a virus going in, and to tell us to stay inside because it's, you know, the virus expands during nighttime, bullshit. You've got to learn to work with a different set of mental muscles, EJ. I hope you guys get what I'm trying to convey. People are waking up and exposing this, understanding that it's a massive power grab. We as the individuals have to figure out how to expose that power grab, fight back, and retain some type of freedom and liberty throughout this. So I think I'm just going to stop talking about my morning with you guys, because it's obviously been a very, very trying week and a trying weekend, and it's going to be even more trying going into the future. But I think people need to understand that that's the consistent factor here. It's only going to intensify. And the only thing that's going to make it easier is if we go easier on ourselves, if we figure out a way to work through this without adopting without taking on so much weight. So some of the things I want to talk to you guys about is electromagnetic updates, frequencies, the CDC telling hospitals to list coronavirus as a cause of death, even though that's not it. Conflicting messages from the government. What is technocracy? Do EMF shields really protect people from 5G? QAnon is something people want me to talk more about. The mark of the beast. Civil unrest during the coronavirus. And Bill Gates. I didn't get around to actually organizing these topics in any particular fashion like I would have liked to. But I think it's better for me to kind of just fly through some of these articles that we have here for you guys, just to kind of paint a picture of what we're actually dealing with right here. CDC tells hospitals to list COVID-19 as cause of death, even if it's, quote, assumed to have caused or contributed to death. They're saying that lab tests are not required. There's also been a woman fined $200 for going out for a drive during the pandemic. My God. This is nuts. This is nuts. You know, one of the things I'm trying to put together for you guys this week on the podcast episode is the connection between the Schumann resonance, 5G, the human aura, so to speak, silent weapons for quiet wars, and all that different type of stuff. And I tried to I tried to go into it briefly at the start of last week's episode, explaining how we're all tied into a natural electromagnetic frequency on the Earth, and whenever you have all these crazy and chaotic events taking place, shooting fear out into, out into the ether space, out into the emotional spectrum. Guess what? Whether or not you believe it or whether or not it's something that's real to you, you're still going to adopt or absorb varying forms of that frequency, of that fear energy. And so I'm not trying to say that, oh, 5G is causing this. I'm trying to say that 5G potentiates the ability for you to get infected with the virus. It lowers your immune system. The same way that we've talked about stress lowering your immune system and so much more. So I'll talk about that if I can later on in the transmission. But people need to understand what we're dealing with right now is extremely sophisticated evil. Extremely sophisticated evil. And I think I want to read this article headline right quick, and then I'll continue on. One of the things I start to see with this is just the organization of the one world government. You know, there's no other way to get around it. What we're seeing right now is a lockstep authoritarian global government push to try to control people's populations. I mean, I think that's why we're seeing governors try to outdo one another by being more authoritarian. You've got Los Angeles governors talking about cutting people's powers who don't obey the stay-at-home order. You've got them endorsing snitch culture, saying snitches get rewards. I don't even have time to get frustrated on that, but here, let me read this article headline real quick. Late-night hosts Colbert, Kimmel, and Fallon to co-host coronavirus benefit show for the World Health Organization, the One World Together at Home. And this might just be me. This literally might just be me, how my mind operates, what's going on. I can't help but think, symbolically speaking, that when people put on these masks, when they put on these goggles, whenever they put on the gloves, whenever they isolate themselves, then in some weird way, shape, or form, it's like they're putting chains on themselves. It's like they're stopping themselves from being able to speak. They're going along with the program by engaging in the hysteria. That's why information's coming out right now that the numbers are going down. Projections are 400 times higher than expected. I mean, myself, I'm looking for all hospital beds to be filled by May 8th. On my phone, right now, I've got a timer, and it's set to go off. April 22nd, we had 45 days. I tried to count it. 45 days. If we didn't do jack shit for 45 days, things were going to intensify. Guess what? We did things. We practiced social distancing. Unfortunately, you've got them locking down places like New York. I'm not trying to say rush for the vaccine. Good Lord, stay the hell away from that. You've got people building their immune system, getting out, actually getting sunlight. You've got the as these people say, you've got the curve flattening. So why is it that we're having such an authoritarian and a draconian response to all this type of stuff? Let me get back into just this thought process alone. Why are you having Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, and Jimmy Fallon, I think that's the name of them, whatever the hell, mouthpieces, why are you having them try to put together a benefit show for the World Health Organization? Well, is it because they ran out of money? Longtime listeners know that we've actually reported on this. Back in October of 2019, the World Health Organization said that they ran out of money. But the crazy thing is, doing more research, I found out that Bill Gates actually funds the World Health Organization and the NIH. Mm-hmm. That's right. And they actually, I don't think they donate money to the United Nations, but not a considerable amount to be able to influence things like this. Right now, the World Health Organization is basically being exposed as basically being a mouthpiece for China. But here, let me stick to this whole idea right here. The benefit concert. I thoroughly believe that what we're seeing right now with the creation of that of these concerts, these different shows that are promoting this global citizen ideology, where we all stay at home, where we all get programmed by Netflix, where we all just carry on with everything, where we're being ordered, or at least influenced, I think is a better way to put it, where we're being influenced to go along with the program. Again, I ask this question to the audience. Whose orders are these? We're getting conflicting messages from government. Governors are saying certain things. Presidents are saying others. But we're told we're supposed to listen to these technocrats. Dr. Anthony Fauci. Apparently Bill Gates somehow became our president overnight. What the fuck happened? So, again, I have to ask the question. Whose orders are we supposed to be following? Who tells us to do these types of things? You see, that's the problem. They're creating so much confusion combined with hysteria that all it does is induce fear. All it does is induce panic. You see, I guess because I never really believed in the government, I never really had any faith in the system. I don't believe in listening to any authoritative figure or any of that bullshit. I guess I'm still going about my business. The problem is, I can still go about my business. Everybody else won't. Everybody else still listens to the government. They still trust these authoritative figures. They believe that these technocrats have their best interest at heart. How did this happen? How did this happen? When people are like, I don't have time. I don't have time to get frustrated on this. But here, let me read another article from you guys. It comes from the Gateway Pundit. And this is more stuff that just explains that this is a controlled plandemic. What we're seeing is an organized rollout of authoritarian powers. Again, that lockstep authoritarian government. Right here, this comes from the Gateway Pundit. Theory that coronavirus emerged in a Chinese lab picks up steam amid claims that the staff, quote, got infected after being sprayed with blood. Another one talks about how 400,000 people traveled to the United States from China since the COVID-19 outbreak, including 40,000 after Trump imposed the travel ban. Man, this is nuts. So I have two articles right here that came from the Drudge Report feed that I think kind of encapsulates, again, where people's mindsets are and how some people are responding to this entirely differently. You've got a third of young people who have lost their jobs. Just 2 weeks ago, we talked about how 6.6 million people filed for unemployment. 32% of the American populace is out of a job. So a third of young people have lost their jobs. Then on the flip side, it says that there's a survey been conducted that 3 in 5 adults are using this time inside for self-improvement. So it's very hard for people to want to improve themselves when they don't have anything to go back to. You get me? And this is where I kind of find myself. What I'm probably going to end up having to do, and I think this is probably just better for everybody else involved, is take a week off, let my brain reset, figure out a more healthy and productive way to come at assessing this virus, assessing the social contagion, assess the power grab, assess, the socioeconomic reformation. That's essentially what we're talking about. Everything we're seeing right now, if you ask me, is setting the stage for the new world order. It's setting the stage for the technocracy. It's setting the stage for how things are going to be in the future. But if we don't start talking about what we want to do, what we want the future to look like, the same way that I'm trying to talk about flexing your freedoms now, it's going to sound like a foreign language in the future if we don't start opening up that dialogue now. Let me continue on. Right here. This is another one from Drudge Report that put this up yesterday. It says, long lines at the Pittsburgh Food Bank. People don't want to believe it, but this is definitely something, unfortunately, I have seen happening, dude. The supply, I don't want to say the supply lines are shutting down, but you definitely have people running out of that you have them running out of those extra groceries they bought just the other day. Another article over there on the Zero Hedge that actually supports this is it says, food banks warn soon they'll run out of food as economic suffering explodes all over America. And this is another reason why I'm trying to push to get the country back open, push people to say, hey, fuck it, man, acceptable loss. People die every day. Unfortunately, you know, I just talked about at the start of this, two people close to me or two people that I know, my grandfather and the guests that we had on the show, two people that have died during this time frame. I mean, good Lord, just last year, you know, my aunt passed away and I borderline shared it with the world, you know, and here we are again. People die every day. But I swear my grandfather nor Taylor nor my aunt or any of these other people that are dying would want to stop everything simply for them. You got to think about it, dude. The people that actually went out and sacrificed things and did things and made something of themselves, they wouldn't want to give that up because they got a cough. They would say, you know what, carry on without me. But these days, people have such a victimology and a weakened, cowardly mindset to where it's okay to just say, oh no, like, protect me. No, I'm scared. Government, protect me. That's very dangerous. That's why since the start of exposing this or covering this, I spent multiple weeks, borderline an entire month, trying to come up with different ways for people to build their immune system, holistic approaches, all kinds of different things they could do with zinc, magnesium, vitamin D3, silver, iodine, you name it, man. That's why I came up over here with the diffuser, with the pot to stir all these things and so much more. So I think what I'm tripping out about to a degree is because I think I'm asking people to think logical and rational, try to think, how do we get through this? I think I'm asking too much of people because people don't want to get through this. People want to be scared. People want to be terrified. People want to take a take a break, an extended spring break from work. People want to get paid, not to work. People want to be fearful. People want to have a reason to rat on that neighbor that keeps looking across the way, you know, to call the cops on the people over there that keep staring at my garden. People want a reason to do these things. But see, that's the problem. That's that victimology. That's that weakness. That's not actually trying to fight for something, building a better tomorrow. That's saying, you know what? You're right, government. Shit, I shouldn't be working. Hurry up and send me that check. Hurry up and send me that check. I don't want to think for myself. I don't want to work for myself. I want to get on the plantation. I heard y'all passing out stimulus checks. It's ridiculous. Let me continue on. Right here. And this is another article that kind of exemplifies the psychosis that's being enabled while we're going through this lockdown period. I mentioned it briefly before, the snitch culture. Like I said, calling the cops on your neighbor because they stare too much. But right here, man shot 5 people for talking too loud during the lockdown. Just shot him. Said, y'all talking too loud. You're talking too loud. We're all supposed to be doing a lockdown right now. Stop. 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 And we covered this just last week too, how in Maine they were cutting down the trees of people who were in quarantine and then posting up outside their house saying, you're not going to leave your house. Do you begin to see the psychosis that's developing here where the virtue signalers, right, the social justice warriors, to where now they feel emboldened to go out and do these things. I'm protecting the neighborhood. I'm doing the real neighborhood watch by trapping this gentleman and his family inside their house. I'm doing society a favor by killing these people for not abiding by the quarantine procedures. You see how that works? You see this? Let me continue on. And I'm sure our UK listeners are figuring this out. I guess I'll catch up America, but for people that don't know, the Prime Minister of the UK, Boris Johnson, is in intensive care following the COVID-19 diagnosis. He's been moved to intensive care. Now, whether or not that's legit, or whether or not, you know, he actually has some of the devastating and debilitating effects of COVID-19, we'll see. The same way that you have, what is it? It's Governor Andrew Cuomo. And who is his brother? Which the other Cuomo. Whether or not you have Boris Johnson, Idris Elba, one of the Cuomos, any of these other people over here who are beginning to contract the virus, I hate to sound like a dick, but unless I start seeing you like debilitated, I'm not going to care. I'm sorry that these people are catching these viruses, but it seems like the treatment that's being rolled out to people is very selective. It seems like the people who are actually coming down with the virus and got money to pay for it are getting the treatment. Because in my email, pointing to my phone right here, in my email, I have an email from a 20-year-old kid. I'm only 28. A 20-year-old kid talking about saying, hey, I've had COVID-19 symptoms for the past 2 weeks. I tried to go get myself checked for the past 5 days. They said, I can't help someone like you. So he's hitting me up now saying, hey, what are different things that I can do? So Boris Johnson's getting care, but what about this 20-year-old? Idris Elba's getting care, but what about, your coworker? You get what I'm saying? This treatment seems very selective, and I'll say this and continue on to the next article, but every day, I drive by what was supposed to be a drive-through. It was supposed to be a drive-through COVID-19 testing facility. Just like that, it's gone. It's gone. It's been gone for weeks. It scares the hell out of me because I'm wondering, where the hell are all these people? Girlfriend's worrying, like, oh, well, people are just tripping because they're figuring out how much it costs to get the care. I'm like, maybe so, babe, but Trump waived the copay fee. It's totally free to get testing. You're missing the point. Why are none of the checkpoints set up over there? Why is that facility not designed to take those people in anymore? Where are the potential people who have COVID-19 if they actually know what it is? There's no real way to diagnose it. But you see what I mean. This is why they also have that whole movement coming out right now, hashtag film your hospital, because some people are realizing that this was all done to incite hysteria and then move on. You see. So here, let me read this article headline and then we'll continue on. Right here. Philippine man refusing to wear face mask shot dead following the president's travel ban. And that's in the Philippines, where the president, Duterte, said shoot anybody dead that violates the travel bans, the quarantine procedures. This is another one that popped up over here at Drudge Report. It said governments warned, not asked, not requested, but governments are warned to coordinate their international virus response. Now, earlier you guys heard me talk about how Bill Gates has got his fingers in all of this. All of it. USA Today wrote an article about us calling out Bill Gates for coordinating Event 201. Turns out we were right. They just want to have money and say that we were wrong. It's cool. I don't care. Bring attention to us anyway. Bill Gates' fingers is in all of this. Why is Bill Gates spending money opening up several different factories to hurry up and try to produce a single vaccine? Why is he spending endless amounts of money to the World Health Organization, to the NIH, to the UN, and more? Why am I reading an article headline about how governments are being warned to coordinate the international virus response? If you guys want a rabbit hole to go down to where it explains this a lot more thoroughly than I could, go research something called the Global Health Security Agenda. It was something put into play by Barack Obama back in 2016. Towards the start of this, I actually tried to cover it to explain the correlating factors and how they're trying to create a national database to get access to your medicine, your medicinal records, your vaccine information, and more. He set that shit up back in 2016, so that now when you have Bill Gates asking for a national tracking system to monitor who's receiving these test kits, right? It's like the key to the lock. You see, you've got to understand how these people think. But here, let me continue on to what I'm sure a lot of people want to talk about. They don't want to hear about coronavirus and government agendas and plans to mandate vaccinations. No, what they want to hear is this, and it comes from End Times headlines. 5G coronavirus conspiracy theory spurs a rash of telecom tower arson fires. And this is something that popped up over the weekend, and we begin to see gaining momentum over time. Now, before I go into this whole 5G coronavirus aspect of this, I want to say real quick that the same way that you have QAnon folk saying, oh, we have to go into martial law so Trump can, you know, arrest the deep staters, I thoroughly believe that the 5G is also a scapegoat to where it gives us something to like munch on instead of calling out Bill Gates. Now, I'm not saying that 5G isn't tied to this. I think it is for sure. We've actually played it on the show, the main transmission, how I think it's like in Michigan or something like that, where they're installing towers and things like that and fiber optic networks and shit like that in schools during the lockdowns. We've covered that angle. But what I also want to talk about is how I feel like they're trying to give us these scapegoat things so that we don't keep getting to the actual core of it. I feel like we need to keep exposing the fact that this is a power grab instead of just divvying these things off to everything else. QAnon folks saying, hey, we need to go into martial law in order to arrest the deep staters. It's like, how the hell is that going to work, QAnon? We talked about all the, like, and it doesn't work. I got to say this real quick, and then I'll read this article. It just trips me out because it's like, how are we arresting the deep staters when we're aware that all these CEOs, like, resigned ahead of this? It's like, dude, if the CEOs of companies, public organizations, recognize that some shit's about to come down the pipe, you don't think the politicians or like the people that were in the system that greenlit that event, you don't think they found ways to squirrel off? You think we got to go into martial law because after all those CEOs and then the politicians, after all of that, it's the mindset. You get what I'm saying? It's them allowing for us to entertain two truths, giving us what we want. It's a wet dream. It's a wet dream to think, oh, Trump's going to come in and just arrest all these people, and it's going to be hunky dory. You know, it's like something people want me to talk about it right here. How this is cleanup for Pizzagate and how it's getting changed back to the gold standard. And I'm like, I can't help but think about how this is a conspiracy theorist's wet dream that we would want these things to happen, which is all the more reason why we would stand down and not begin to actually pursue the truth. So I just can't get along with it, bro. I know people want to say like, yo, dude, QAnon, he's got the plan, dog. Trust him, dude. I just can't. You know, I guess I just use my brain. I guess I think too hard. But here, let me get back into real topics and real things that actually require real critical thinking. I say that because the article title has conspiracy theory in it. 5G coronavirus conspiracy theory spurs a rash of telecom tower arson fires. Something happened just last week where a lot of people were reporting on how 5G might actually be potentiating people's ability to contract the virus. And some people actually saying that 5G is the actual virus itself. And I've been talking about this for a while now, saying I'm not sure how that could happen. I'm aware of, you know, the aluminum, the barium, the strontium, the things they spray in the chemtrails, how that could enter inside of our body, mess with our biochemistry, mess with our auric field, our etheric field, our emittance, and things like that, and how it can also tie into remote mind control. We're aware that 5G is a part of the 5G is a directed energy weapon, that it has the ability to directly send energy and frequencies and things to you. But I couldn't figure out how a virus was tied to the 5G. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't figure out how something biological transformed into something technological. I couldn't. And I couldn't figure out a way to present it to people. But thankfully, more and more information has come out explaining that viewpoint. And I'll be playing it on the show this week. I think, what's his name? I forget the nurse's name, the one at the New York Center, or the New York City Intensive Care Unit, right there. Yeah, emergency physician Cameron Kyle. I'll play the clip for you guys this week on the podcast episode. But he breaks down how some of the coronavirus patients are dying from oxygen deprivation. And this is another article that popped up this weekend as well, how some of the ventilators actually might be causing people to die of oxygen deprivation. And so before I get into this, electromagnetic updates, frequencies, 5G, and all this other stuff, I just want to point out real quick, one of the weirder commonalities I've been trying to point out with all of this is the environmental factors. The quality of air, the 72-year-old gentleman I was talking with up there in the mountains, we were talking about multi-generational families living together in places like Italy, Spain, and Japan, and even in Mexico as well, where you have people with sometimes four, even five generations all living in the same places together, them also being social places as well. But what am I trying to talk about? These environmental factors tied to the coronavirus. I was trying to point out the fact that maybe because it's a humid area, that it actually spreads. This just, if you ask me, leads credence to the fact that people are dying from oxygen deprivation and more. But let me just read a little bit of this, and then I'll read this article that talks about the Spanish flu, the East Asian flu, the Hong Kong flu, and how each of these have been tied into different periods of electrification of the planet. But here, let me read this article about how 5G exposure may alter the structure and function of hemoglobin, causing coronavirus patients to die from oxygen deprivation. It says, is 5G, and this comes from worldtruth.tv, we put this up April 6th, it says, is 5G to partially blame for the coronavirus deaths? Can 5G cause the blood that's circulating in your body to be unable to carry oxygen? What's especially horrifying about the critical care of the coronavirus patients is that they aren't suffering from, quote, viral pneumonia, but rather from an inability to absorb or carry oxygen in their blood. This has been confirmed by NYC ICU emergency physician Cameron Kyle Sadell, who has released several videos detailing how coronavirus is not a kind of viral pneumonia. Quote, we're treating the wrong disease, he says, and the ventilators are damaging the lungs of patients. He goes on to explain, that COVID-19 is a lung disease. As far as I can see, it is not pneumonia and should not be treated as one. Rather, it appears as some kind of viral-induced disease, most resembling high-altitude sickness. Is it as if tens of thousands of my fellow New Yorkers are on a plane 30,000 feet at the cabin pressure is slowly being let out? These patients are slowly being starved of oxygen. And if you guys go read some of the fantastic comments there, a lot of people actually break down how that might be the case. But dying of oxygen deprivation, very, very interesting thing. What I want to talk about is how that meme's been making rounds about different flus and different diseases, and how during that time period, you've seen the introduction of radio waves, you've seen the introduction of 3G, of 4G, of 5G. The sad part is I'm not like a doctor, I'm not a biologist, I'm not an immunologist, I'm a researcher. I'm someone over here trying to figure out what is it that we're exactly missing. What are we missing? This is something I find really, really interesting, because it... I'll put it to you this way. I was listening to somebody explain stuff the other day about how when we go into different phases of existence, I guess, different time phases, when we go through this electrification of the planet, so to speak, our body kind of vomits toxins. We sweat things out all the time, right? But with, not necessarily with like electricity, but just with human evolution on certain levels, after certain periods of time, our bodies become like immune to certain diseases. I'll be able to explain this later on. I'll be able to explain that this week, in this week's episode. I'll be able to break it down a lot simpler, because I'm really, really going to try to drill down what I think is happening to us and why we're having a hard time trying to pin the tail on the donkey, so to speak, with one particular thing. I think the virus itself is real, but I also think because of the mutations, because of where it's hitting people, because of how it's hitting people, the environmental factors and so much more, different places are being hit with different things. That's the easiest way to say it. But because we're all going through this shift, so to speak, it's becoming like a chimera. It's becoming like two different viruses. So some people are getting like... I'll explain it later. I really will explain it later. I'll just explain it all later. But here, let me get into this article right here, where it talks about radio spectrum frequencies and virus outbreaks and how there is a correlation. You guys may have seen it. It's the meme that talks about how in 2008 there's the Spanish flu, or... right there, yeah. 1918, there's a Spanish flu. In 1957, the East Asian flu and the Hong Kong flu. And then the coronavirus. Let me read this and then we'll continue on. It says, a meme has been making its rounds on social media despite the big tech Gestapo's attempts to silence the truth. It points out that there is an amazing coincidence, if you want to call it that, between the introduction in history of new radio spectrum frequencies to the Earth and major alleged pandemics. And lo and behold, it's true. In fact, I would say it's not a coincidence, but a correlation. Dr. E.K. Hayford from the Caucus for Democratic Governance, Ghana, put out a short excerpt pointing out the history of alleged pandemics and different frequency interferences throughout history, specifically beginning with the infamous Spanish flu. Quote, the Caucus for Democratic Governance, Ghana, through its research and its attempts to help arrest and deport COVID-19 from Ghana, has come across vital information which might be of interest to Ghanaians, he wrote in January of this year. In addressing the alleged Wuhan virus, Hayford wrote, quote, we were originally given to understand that this virus originated from the transfusions from snakes and bats. Others suggested it came from Chinese biological weapons, yet others suggested it was from fish market conditions in Wuhan. But be it as it may, the correct origin, which goes beyond these assertions, is left to the discretion of the individual. He recounted history briefly concerning various flus and viruses leading up to the lies we are being fed about the coronavirus and the lies they are. It says that in the Spanish flu, the history of viruses with pandemic definitions first registered its presence on our planet 120 years ago. It all started in 1918 when whenever radio wave was introduced in Spain to improve global radio spectrum frequency transmissions. The result, experts say, was the Spanish flu pandemic. The pandemic lasted for two years, from 1918 to 1920, and affected 500 million people, out of which 50 million people died. The second major pandemic occurred after the Second World War, the 1957 East Asian flu pandemic with the H2N2 virus. During this period, satellites were mounted for global use of radio waves, radar signals, and field transmissions. The virus was identified in February of 1957, affected over 50 million people, out of which 1.5 million people died. The third major influenza pandemic that affected the world was in 1968, the Hong Kong flu pandemic. The H3N2 virus, it lasted between... I don't know if you guys can see it or hear it, but there's a... sounds like there's a tornado coming through. It said it affected about 500 million people, and about 2.5 million people died. And it says, unfortunately, in 2019, another pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic, is causing worrying human losses. A few years ago, G5 was introduced, which generally was said to be dangerous because of the high radio frequency. G5 is more efficient compared to G1, G2, G3, and G4. The frequency of G5s is about 10 times higher than G4, and the radio frequency is used in running satellites, electricity, cars, hospitals, airports, ships, major cities, and in the countries of major economies. And then it goes on to explain the origin of the coronavirus and more. And before I actually read this little insert, the reason I wanted to stop right there is actually very, very poignant, because it talks about Huawei, the creation of 5G, the deployment of it, and how other countries are beginning to adopt it. But before I read that, I want to just insert real quick this article that comes from The Blaze that really encapsulates the deception that we're working with right here. China attempts to leverage stockpile of medical equipment to get other countries to use Huawei 5G. This was written by Aaron Colin, April 6th of The Blaze, and it basically talks about how China is holding other countries hostage, not giving them medical supplies unless they take 5G. So, last week we already heard that they were shipping out test kits that were contaminated with the virus. Now they're saying, hey, we're not going to send you medical equipment unless you get our 5G. Let me read a little bit of this article and then I'll jump back to that previous article. It says, China, the country where the novel coronavirus that causes COVID-19 originated, has been providing personal protective equipment to other countries that have been hurt by the pandemic. Sometimes, however, that offer of assistance comes with a catch. Republican Representative Mark Green of Tennessee said on Fox News on Sunday that when France asked for some medical masks, China attempted to leverage that need to get France to use its Huawei 5G network. Quote, in France, we were told yesterday on a conference call that Macron was talking to Xi, and Macron asked for 5 billion masks, and Xi said, we'll give them to you if you implement 5G with Huawei. We'll give you the masks. You just got to accept 5G. What kind of shit is that? What is that? And we're already here, and I've been talking about this for quite some time now, the medical shortages that are being associated with COVID-19, how masks are in shortage, drugs are in shortage. 80+% of our pharmaceuticals come from China. Just last week, Senator Tom Cotton introduced a bill to say, hey, look, we need to stop being dependent on China. We need to start making our own pharmaceuticals here. What happens if we start asking China for medical masks? They say, hey, yeah, we'll give it to you if you get 5G. If you get Huawei 5G. Think about that. Do you see how I had to lead you one way and then pivot you another? But you don't catch these things unless you literally see or know your enemy. You see, so I'm not saying that 5G is not causing this, and I'm also not saying that 5G isn't like the enemy here. I'm trying to say we're fighting a virus and we're also fighting technology at the same time. We're having a virus being enabled by technology. I don't want to sound like a crazy conspiracy theorist any more way than I already do, but you get what I'm saying. Let me read a little bit of this article, and I'll continue on here with you guys. It says coronavirus is first found in the Wuhan province of Hubei in China in December of 2019, as at 31st of March 2020, COVID-19 had been reported in 200 countries with over 300,000 cases and 39,000 deaths. It is said to have started because of the proliferation of 5G radar satellites for communication. The Chinese telecommunications giant Huawei, in partnership with Vodafone, has extensive satellite stations in Wuhan with extreme high radiation frequencies. The effects of the radiation from 5G systems on the human cells, according to experts, poisons the cells and induces these virus. Of late, the 5G systems were set up extensively in Italy, Spain, and Britain, explaining why these three countries are badly affected by coronavirus. In Europe, Russia did not proliferate 5G in its cities, and so was spread from coronavirus fatalities. 5G is only found in Russian military setups. It goes on to say that, quote, the question I'm asking, or I guess that you're also asking, is what is the true cause of COVID-19? What is the causing the symptoms? How do our bodies react to radio frequency radiation? Which radiation does 5G emit? Alpha radiation, beta radiation, gamma radiation, or X-ray radiation? And in what quantities? These are questions we have to answer if we desire to know the causal relationship between 5G, human cells, and the coronavirus. It goes on to explain these things, and I just want to put a pause again right there because we have so many different angles to cover that I can't just, I'm just going to pause it right there. Because it talked about 5G being deployed by Vodafone. And we actually posted about, I think, one of the ex-presidents of Vodafone talking about how the virus is actually connected to it. I just think it's crazy because this is all public information, but we're going with the virus and how we need to have a vaccine developed, you know, and the world's going to end. And that's just very dangerous. I'm not about to give over my motherfucking life, my rights, or any of this awesome stuff that I got going on in my life because everybody wants to be scared about some goddamn virus. If you people want to get scared and die, you can do that on your own time. Leave me out of it. I hate to sound like a jerk, but I am not about to sit up over here and just say, hey, you know, just trust your government. They know what's best. I am not about to do that. I'm about to figure out what the hell is going on, why I'm being told to be obedient, to go along with the program. I'm trying to find that article about the president of the Vodafone. I don't think I'm going to find it in time. Yeah. Here. What we're going to do is just kind of pivot this way. We'll pivot into another aspect of this. And I just want to point this out for you guys real quick. Get this on record. We put this up April 3rd. It's by Nima Harris over there in News Punch. It says, British media outlets warned not to promote false 5G coronavirus conspiracy theories. And that's okay. But why would you put something out there like that if there wasn't any kind of connection? I think that's, I guess I just attribute that again to the same kind of concept of why would USA Today write an article about how Bill Gates didn't predict COVID-19, but did actually confirm that Event 201 was ran by Bill Gates. I guess I don't understand. Why would you put something out there like that if there wasn't any kind of relationship to it? You see, but because we don't understand how these people communicate, you know, we just kind of think, oh, well, you're right. Let's go along with it. I'm trying to sneak find that article again about the Vodafone people being involved in the coronavirus stuff. But here, I'll just read this article. We put this up April 3rd. It comes from News Punch. It's by Nima Harris. British media outlets warned not to promote false 5G coronavirus theories. It says media outlets in the UK have been warned that they will face sanctions if they give airtime to false coronavirus health advice. The warning came after a Suffolk radio station was given a severe warning for broadcasting baseless conspiracy theories connecting the pandemic to the rollout of 5G. Ofcom, the government-approved media watchdog, ordered the station to broadcast an apology and warned other media outlets that it would stop, that it would be stepping up its monitoring. The Guardian reports that members of the public complained after hearing a broadcast on the community radio station Uckfield FM, in which a woman introduced as a registered nurse claimed, without any evidence, that the rollout of 5G phone technology in Wuhan was connected to the outbreak and the virus had been created in a lab. That's not too far-fetched to think, dude. You know, that's really not too far-fetched to think. But I think one of the reasons why they don't want people to think about it being tied to 5G is the very same reason that they're telling you to stay away from vaccine inserts, stay away from being educated on what goes into vaccines, how doctors and medical students probably only have a couple days, maybe a week or two on vaccines, or have like a week or two on nutrition and then have like an entire semester on vaccines. What I'm trying to say is what we're being talked to about, we're being programmed to go along with a certain agenda. We're not being told to look for any of these other curiosities surrounding the coronavirus, surrounding 5G, surrounding electromagnetic radiation, surrounding electromagnetic sickness, and more. No, we're told to go along with the QAnon plan, to trust the plan that this is being done for the Pizzagate cleanup, that we're getting back to the gold standard, you know, that we have to look out for 10 days of darkness. Don't worry, don't fight anything. Q and President Trump are taking care of everything. Bullshit. I can't help but think about how when I see Trump up there, I'm literally seeing these technocrats, Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Birx over here, just salivating for power, just waiting for him to screw up so they can say, you know what, I don't agree with what Trump's saying. You need to trust me. I've been with a few administrations. I know what's going on. I get paid the big bucks to ask the deep questions. You don't need to trust Orange Man here. Listen, cocksucker, I don't trust any of you, okay? You want more power because I know how this works. Every year the CDC's got to come up with something so you guys get more power, get more money. I get it. It's your crisis for sure. It's your 10 minutes of fame, Dr. Anthony Fauci. You go ahead and you go ahead up over there and you bask in that sunlight. It's like every time I see that son of a gun, he's not in the lab. He's not delivering us any good news. He's not talking about the developments that have taken place, the cures that are out there. No, we're just being told to fear, be scared, be scared. You're going to die. Wait for Bill Gates, my boss. Bill Gates is Dr. Anthony Fauci's boss. Wait for Dr. Anthony Fauci's boss, Bill Gates, to come through and inject you. Bullcrap. So the timer just popped down. It's letting me know that I have about a minute and 20 seconds. I definitely didn't think that we went through this show that fast, but apparently we did. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, well, 2, 3, 4, 5 minute break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by you guys, the guests, and more, talking about you guys' questions. I think I got too fired up off of the shenanigans and everything else to kind of really, really hit this the way that I had wanted to. But you guys get where I'm coming from. There is something there. The best thing I can tell you to do is build your immune system. That's the easiest thing I can tell you to do. Build your immune system. Don't get caught in the hysteria. Go out there, get some nature. Get closer to God. I didn't even tell you guys about the garden I built this weekend. I got so fired up about everything. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about whatever it is you guys want to talk about, 5G, coronavirus, and more on the other side. I want to say thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. We'll be right back right after this. If you guys have any questions, feel free to email me. I'll have it in the description bar below. And as always, guys and gals, stay vigilant. Expose lies and share truth. This is Noisera, Freedom Faction, out.